Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
John Mark, how are you?
So doing great. Several things I want to talk to you about. The Chaos Summer Program for kids, that has started again. This has been going on for now several years, and I saw on your Facebook page it's up and running again this summer.
It is, and the Chaos Kids is, you know, it's put on by the Commerce Police Department, and Angela Price is the outsourcer for the police department, and I don't know, customer service is what she does, and community service is what she does for the police department, and she is outstanding person to do that. And every summer they have this Chaos program, and I cannot tell you what the acronym for that, what it stands for. It's children having outside services, yeah, or something.
It's,
you know,
it's not an obvious name for the program, but it keeps teenage kids busy with positive things to do during
absolutely
the summertime.
And if you'll notice around downtown, they one summer they refurbished all the trash cans.
Yep.
Painted them all from green all to white, and they put the Commerce Police logo on them. One summer they did the benches, mm-hmm, downtown, and they redid that. And I don't know what their program, what their project is for this summer, but it's a great, great, great program. And I think the ages is 9 to 15 that they want. They're supposedly this year they're also going to be kind of co-joined with the Boys and Girls Club.
That makes a lot of sense.
And as a matter of fact, I was fortunate enough to be able to feed them this week, and we feed them a couple of times a year. Those kids are pretty ravenous when you know, at that age anyway. but she lets me use those kids as well when for community service. For we do some graffiti lifting. And I'll tell you a funny story about that one time. But the kids on the back on Bonham Alley with spray cans of paint covering up graffiti, right, and one of the city council stopped, slammed on their brakes, and thought they were actually doing the graffiti during the middle of the day. You know, so it's kind of funny. But they really do have a great program, and I think it's anybody who has a kid that wants to do something during the summer that's really worthwhile, they need to do that. Angela Price.
That's underway. We're talking with Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. We had a segment on this program here recently, and we took it from the Lions After Dark program at night, which is hosted by our students. But there was this one little short segment where the kids got talking about commerce, and they were so positive and so upbeat and complimentary of commerce.
Oh, I know.
I wanted to share. You don't always hear that from students, so we shared that. But the one thing that I saw that on your Facebook page, one thing they talked about is this massive Bodark tree, and I did not know about this, but this is called, the tree is called
Max.
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 Big Max?
Big Max. Some people call it Old Max, but it is. It's on private property, and it's over where the city park, where the swimming pool used to be.
Okay, okay.
It's across Maple from there.
Yeah.
And in a neighborhood, and it's privately owned.
And what the kids said on the program, and I vaguely heard this, but was that it's the biggest Bodark tree in Texas. It turns out it's the second biggest.
It's supposed to be the second. And I haven't been out with a tape measure, so I don't know that. Fred Tarpley could probably tell you exactly which one was the biggest, and the third and fourth and fifth. But supposedly this is the second largest Bodark tree in Texas, and that's probably in the world. And we're looking at trying to do something with that. I'm not, maybe a future program we could talk about what we're planning to do with
to
that.
To protect it in some way,
yes,
and nurture,
yes,
it, and make sure that it's taken care of.
Yep, yep.
I wonder who keeps up. You said Dr. Tarpley did, but otherwise, who keeps up with what's the biggest Bodark tree? And
you know, that's a really good question. If you're not you're not a Native American, or you're not Fred Tarpley, you know, I don't know who would know that. But
commerce, with commerce's identification with the Bodark tree, and I know you're planning
the
Bodark bash for September. Yeah, I think you need to do something to take care of that tree.
Absolutely. And I don't know what yet, But there's always projects that, you know, to look at when you're with the Chamber of Commerce, and that's a really good thing, John Mark.
In your line of work, that's right. Well, we'll talk about that again, Paul. Thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you so much, John Mark.
Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.